Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, hour number two, welcome to a new week and a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. We had just some incredible things happen over the weekend with regards to our India ministry. We are still promoting our $10 a month challenge. If you can help us with that, Saving America and Saving India. And I'll talk quite a bit more about that at the bottom of this half hour. So I encourage you to stay tuned for that. Last half hour, Rick Manning was with us. Had a great conversation with Rick about some important conversations, important topics. And then in our last half hour, Ethan Peck and I talked quite a bit. He's with the Free Enterprise Project. With regards to Rick Manning, we are watching what's happening. They are working on trying to create. And folks, please understand, a gun registry that would require that every gun sale go through these background checks, which means that if myself or my next guest, Dr. David Wormser, if he and I wanted to sell one another a weapon, then we have to register with our arms dealer. Now, here's the thing. We're legal. We're all those things. The issue is that there is now a federal record of one of us having owned that weapon and the other one buying that weapon, it makes way for a national gun registry. And that tells a government right now whose methodology and what they're doing should be very concerning, and is to so many that are showing up at school board meetings and protests and making their voices heard with regards to a lot of issues that are going on in our country. And that's the problem. That is the problem. And they know. I'll get more into this in the next half hour. All right, I want to welcome my next guest, because we've got a lot to talk about, and it's very important that I get him on here to give us his expertise. From the Center for Security Policy, I want to welcome Dr. David Wormser. Dr. Wormser, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, it's always great to be with you, Pastor.
Thanks. Hang on one second. I for some reason, my system didn't. There we go. Now you're popped in good. Now we can hear you well. That was very strange. I'm not sure how that happened. But at any rate, welcome aboard, Dr. Wormser. Good to have you.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Pastor. It's always fun.
All right. Well, I mean, the biggest news here has to be the fact that we finally have an entity, an agency, that is willing to say, the IAEA. Why don't we start with that? Tell me a little bit about who is the IAEA.
Okay, so long ago, when the Non-Proliferation Treaty emerged from the United States deciding that it would like to share some of the nuclear technologies with the world for peaceful purposes, not to give weapons to other countries, but that they would like to share the ability to have, say, controlled nuclear power, et cetera, et cetera. So they created this structure that would regulate that international trade structure, and that was called the International Atomic Energy Agency, to sort of parallel our own internal structure. And it's a club. You can join it if you agree to certain rules,
right,
and then if you follow those rules, then we will help you with nuclear technologies—not military technologies, but civilian.
I'm glad you bring that up, because I think that's an important point to understand. So what we're talking about here is essentially nuclear power plants, the ability to provide energy and power to your country, to your people, that is a cheaper means by which to do it, and basically it augments your coal production and petrol fuel production. They actually can live in concert with one another in a situation that really provides actual, really true power and energy, and America wanted the rest of the world to have a better standard of living.
Exactly. You have to go back to the 50s, when we believed we were entering a brave new world. Nuclear power is seen as an environmental friendly, cheap, highly effective way of producing energy in lots of places that really need a lot of energy to bring themselves up in terms of standard of living. So it was seen as a win-win-win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing was, we knew it could be used to build a bomb. So what we decided to do is have a very strict control structure, where the IAEA has inspections, SNAP inspections, etc.,
mm-hmm.
that made certain activities illegal. Any of those activities that don't have a civilian application that head toward a bomb.
Okay.
And the IAEA has the power to inspect and then decide if it's not being followed. It refers it to the Security Council as a threat to international order. Iran was caught cheating. Now, at first it was only like 20, 30 countries. By the time the 2000s rolled around, it was all but about three, four countries in the world.
So everybody's everybody's on this plan. Everybody is playing ball.
Everybody except India, Pakistan, and Israel. And the reason for it is because India and Pakistan have nuclear weapons and don't want to be restricted. and Israel because it decided that it wanted to have the option of legally pursuing a nuclear weapon. The moment they would join the IAEA, then they have to give up that option or cheat, one or the other. And they didn't want to cheat. They didn't want to give up the option, so they never joined. The return for which is that they're barred from a lot of access to uranium, technologies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they made that choice.
All
right. Iran, North Korea entered it with all intent to cheat, to use the technologies, circumvent the system, and cheat. And they were caught. And as a result, there were international sanctions put on them. The Obama administration, and this is, I think, a very important point to make, when they signed that Iran nuclear deal, they cut out a sweetheart deal that validated Iran's cheating. It basically said, okay, in order to stop you from getting a bomb, so to speak, we're going to allow some of this really dangerous behavior to go on. But you have to promise not to go for a bomb with it. So we're going to give you special treatment that no other nation in the world has, where you're allowed to do things that no other nation is allowed to do. But you have to accept certain inspections, and you have to essentially promise not to go for a nuclear weapon.
Well,
and
no,
you have to take the stock.
Yeah, no other nation besides nations like America, Russia, and China, who already have.
Right. Well, it's linked to what's called the Non-Proliferation Treaty, and there are five nations that detonated a nuclear device before 1969, 68, 69, 70, when it went into effect. And they're grandfathered in as nuclear powers.
Okay.
So they're legally allowed to have their nuclear programs. Israel was on the edge because it technically might have had a bomb in 67. They were about to detonate it, but they were convinced not to in exchange for a guarantee from the United States, one that I can't really get into. But nevertheless, there's a solemn agreement between the United States and Israel, where Israel essentially agreed not to be the first country to detonate a bomb in the Middle East.
Right.
In exchange for which it gets a certain protective status from
Understood.
The United States.
No, I get it. And you can't but talk
it,
about this. I understand. Okay.
Yeah. But if it had detonated it, it would have been the sixth country that would have been grandfathered.
Who are the other five?
United States, Russia, France, Britain, and China. Because they all detonated a nuclear device before 1969.
And then you said Pakistan and India have nuclear weapons?
They have nuclear weapons. They openly admit it. They never joined the NPT. They never joined the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They never joined. And they never. And as a result, they're not restricted. They're just out of the club. Now, the downside of that is they're not allowed to buy uranium internationally. No nuclear scientist is allowed to go there and share scientific information, et cetera. They're out of the club.
Okay.
But that's a choice they made. And their nuclear programs are essentially, therefore, legal, as is Israel's. What Iran and North Korea did is they joined and cheated. They used the structure and goodwill of the system to cheat and gain a nuclear program. Then Iran was given the sweetheart nuclear deal. And now, when it says, to hell with it, we're gonna leave. You know, we're gonna just trash the agreement and we're gonna walk out. They say that means we're scot free because the United States walked out. It doesn't mean they're scot free. It means that they have to go back to the original restrictions under the Non-Proliferation Treaty and the IAEA, which is far stricter than the sweetheart deal that the Obama administration gave them.
Right.
So they're acting illegally now. This idea that the Obama administration signed this deal, Trump left the deal, and therefore Iran is now scot-free. That's just wrong. It's Iran, it had to stay within that deal.
It's deceptive. Well, but the other problem that we have, David, is that we're talking about an Islamic regime, and we know that, you know, under the Quran and the Hadith, Islam will not make any kind of deal with any other, you know, what they consider to be religious entities. So they're not going to enter into anything that involves Christians or Hindus or Sikh or that doesn't matter. the only people that they will make an agreement with is other Muslims, number one. Number two, in the case of Iran, you're talking about Shia or Shiite. And so what that means is that they won't make any agreements necessarily that they will honor unless it's with other Shiites. They will break an arrangement with Sunnis because they don't consider Sunnis to be the right kind of Muslim.
The Iranian regime will break it with anybody because their attitude is, if even though with a Muslim I would be obligated, if you don't do what I say, then you're a heretic and therefore you're not really a Muslim anyway.
Right. Well, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Yes. Right. Right. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So they will take even a Shiite. Let's say a Shiite government arose in Iraq that was against them, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, well, you're not really Shiite. You're a heretic. You're an apostate. Therefore, our agreement with you doesn't mean anything.
Because we're the only true Shiites, is basically.
Exactly.
All right. When we come back, I'm gonna completely shift gears for a minute. When we come back, and I don't know how much you can talk about this, but when we come back, I want to talk about Turkey, Erdogan. I want to talk about his caliphate concepts. I want to talk about the policies that exist there. And then I'm going to make some statements with regards to whether or not I think that Mehmet Oz can be a senator with a Turkish citizenship and saying that he's a Muslim and be truly true to America and its American values. And I have concerns about that. Back after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'll talk to you more about this in the next half hour, so I'm not going to take a lot of time with it right now. But we need to understand the danger that is Islam, how it's getting into our country, and I'm going to talk with you a little bit more about that. I'll try and drop some nuggets for you with regards to this particular issue. But here we have a situation, and I mentioned that I'd go into this. I talked to David in the break because I wanted to make sure, that we can have this conversation. I always try to be respectful of my guests. But Mehmet Oz has now been, I guess, certified. He's going to be the Republican nominee for Senate in Pennsylvania. This is insanity. The Democrat. Yeah. You know what? It isn't even the lesser of two evils. It's just plain two evils. Pennsylvanians now have two evils to choose from. And honestly, you need a write-in ballot is what you need. Because to elect either one of these people is detrimental to our country. Oz is dangerous, in my opinion, because he is a Turkish citizen. Turkey is not a friend of the United States. Turkey is not a friend of NATO. NATO is not necessarily a friend of the United States, but that's a big conversation. And he is definitely a Muslim, and he has denied an absolute fact related to Muhammad, Aisha, who was 6 years old, and Muhammad and Aisha's father, who became the head of the Sunni branch. Is that right? Am I right? Is that right? Did I get that history correct?
I think so. Yeah.
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 And so he inherited and was the new leader of the Sunni branch. Islam is absolutely predicated on pedophilia. Agreements were made regarding the passing on to the next generation of the entire cult via a pedophilia contract and sacrificing a 6-year-old girl to sex with an older man. And you don't even need to go back 1400 years. You can talk right today. Let's talk about Leah Sherebu. Let's talk about the fact that Islam is the number one purveyor of teenage girls in sex slavery around the world today. And Mehmet Oz will not come out publicly and speak against that. And to me, Dr. Wormser, that is a big problem. And I knew you have other concerns, but go ahead, please. Add, please.
Well, I have a lot of concerns. I have those concerns, and they're all, you know,
important,
well worth considering, yeah, and important. Mm-hmm. And I'd go further. Turkey right now represents a fairly serious challenge to everything strategically we're trying to do as the West, as America, as the leader. You can start with NATO, where Turkey's holding hostage the entry of Sweden and Finland into NATO and denying them entry, because NATO is a consensus structure. You can't enter without consensus. So they're using their position in NATO to keep other European countries out. They're using their position in NATO to go after certain neighbors in the region. But also, most importantly, the Middle East is now in a big Cold War, sort of a not so cold, between two camps trying to lead the Sunni world. One is led by countries like the UAE and Saudi Arabia, and the other one is led by Turkey. And Turkey represents the camp that is with the Muslim Brotherhood, with Hamas, with the various Islamists throughout the region. They're engaging in dangerous incitement and subversive activity, even as far as India, on behalf of Islamic causes. So Turkey is a destabilizing force, and it uses its position in NATO to essentially cover itself, to protect itself from blowback in the United States, and still acquire Western weapons to go after various forces in, around them, that some of which are allies, including threatening Greece, by the way. A very big threat to Greece and Cyprus.
Right, so, absolutely.
Turkey is a very dangerous country, led by a man with a very dangerous ideology. And anybody who doesn't come out against that is, in my view, it's the wrong side of strategy. It's the wrong side of morality, and it's the wrong side of where the United States ought to be. So then comes the question of potential Senator Oz. You know, I have nothing against somebody like that becoming a senator, but if he is espousing and furthering the causes of a radical ideology, such as that of Erdogan, then it's undermining our national interest in a great way. I don't accuse him necessarily of dual loyalty, although he behaves that way with voting, et cetera, in the elections in Turkey. But most importantly, he's not coming out against this very dangerous ideology. And that really is a threat to the United States, as I understand it.
Well, and again, you know, to suggest or to have berated, you know, Kathy Barnett for having stated a factual truth about Islam, and then not to condemn Islam's behavior of slavery and abuse of young women is wrong. There's a big issue there, in my opinion. Back with more coming up after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And you can support us here, by the way, folks. And I do want to ask for your support. Sometimes, you know what? We have not because we ask not. I am absolutely 100% committed to seeing our country come back to God. There is no other way for us to survive. And what's coming, the storm that's coming, and there's so many indications of a coming storm. And I don't want to put fear in your heart. I'm not putting fear in your heart. But without wisdom, without knowledge, without understanding, and then without us coming back to the one who does have the answers, to the place that is going to give us the peace in the midst of the storm. Folks, I am a guy who has been through some storms, okay? Man, my whole life, I began life in the midst of a storm. I was the result of an emergency C-section that my mom had to have. And if she hadn't had that, I would have died. They had to break my jaw to get me out. Can you imagine that? They had to break my jaw in order to get me out and get me unwrapped from the umbilical cord. I don't know what I was doing in there, man, but whatever it was, I got myself all tangled up. And they got me out. She nearly bled out and lost her life. I've been through some storms. I wasn't born into wealth. I've had to earn everything I've ever gotten. I had to work real hard, but I always worked real hard. I always believed that I could, and until I didn't. And when I was going into my teenage years, my dad had a very challenging childhood. He had been told a lot of things and had a lot of mental attack against him. I guess you could say my grandmother was vicious psychologically, and she had psychologically done a lot of things to my father, and those translated into him treating me in ways that you wouldn't normally treat a kid, but you don't know any better. And he didn't for a long time. Before he passed, we settled all those things, and I love my dad. I told him one time, I said, you know what? You are the most talented and gifted and able person I've ever met in my entire life. And I've met a lot of really amazing people who just never quite got it together enough to have a chance. And he's an amazing guy. But I was on the verge of suicide at the age of 13, ready to kill myself, and came to know Jesus Christ. Gave my life to the Lord, spent almost 5 years on fire, got baptized in the Holy Ghost in a church that didn't teach anything like that. It just happened because I built a altar to God in my woodshop class when I was in eighth grade and was lying on the ground in front of it, burning candles, burning incense, and in the Word, I had three different versions of the Bible, the King James, the Living, and the New American Standard. And I mean, I read the Word and took notes. I had books and books and books and books and books. I'd written just about every single word in the Word in those books. They got stolen when my car got stolen when I was 17 years old. They were in the back seat. I carried them with me everywhere I went, took notes, wrote things down that God showed me and God gave me. 13, I gave my life to Christ. Lived to that until I was 18, fell away from the Lord for 4 years, and at 22 years of age, came back to the Lord, and I keep growing. And if God hadn't given me what the message on perseverance, on faith that perseveres, I spoke. High school educated with years and years and years of personal experience that translated into a degree. But let me tell you, I worked and I worked hard and I listened and I had some wise people in my life and I kept my ear open to what God was saying. And by faith, I built companies and built businesses and had incredible success by faith. And then God started teaching me about faith that perseveres. Got sick in 2004, given 3 to 6 months to live. My pituitary gland and my adrenal gland ceased to function. I was gray and yellow from head to toe when the Holy Ghost said, go see this woman. Sandy Swanson was her name. She was the executive producer of the 11th Hour. I'm telling you this today for a reason, for a purpose. And I'm going to get through it real quickly. I ended up going through and got involved in naturopathic medicine and deliverance ministry, and God began to minister to me about faith that perseveres, about continuing to pray and believe even when you don't see what you'd like to see. You know, the Israelites prayed for over 400 years to get set free from slavery and captivity in Egypt. Did you know that? Now, there probably were individuals within that community that just kind of went along and maybe even had given up. But there were other individuals in that community that cried and prayed and bled and sweat. There were women in that community who, when the Pharaoh gave an order to kill all the babies, put the babies in safe places, sent them down the river so that they would live, and many of them obviously did live. One of them was Moses. Folks, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand that we are in a place right now where we need that faith that's going to persevere, and we need the body of Christ to get back. I'm telling you this because I want you to understand that it's coming from someone who has not had things handed to him. 11 years ago when I started this radio program, I'd done radio. I thought I was done with radio. And I had a gentleman that came into my life and said, you know what, I think you're supposed to be back on the radio. Yep, that's what I think. I think you're supposed to be back on the radio. And so I went down and we started doing some radio together. Roy Hawley. And did a program with Roy. Then Roy turned it over to me and another gal named Mary, and we did radio. And then that station got bought up, and I was back out of radio again. And then he said, why don't you go down here and talk to these folks? And I did, and I ended up doing this show. And there's three things God told me that he wanted me to address when I started doing this program 11 years ago. Three things. The homosexual agenda. That was number one. The homosexual agenda. And I can't tell you how critically important it is for us to understand this. And here's the first line out of the Overhauling of Straight America. The first order of business is the desensitization of the American public concerning gays and gay rights. To desensitize the public is to help it view homosexuality with indifference instead of with keen emotion. Ideally, we would have straights register differences in sexual preferences the way that they register tastes of ice cream or sports games. She likes strawberry, I like vanilla, he follows baseball, I follow football, no big deal. Folks, naked men on floats, sticking their throbbing members in each other's cabooses, and dressing up children in drag and having that parade down your main street, and telling you that it's normal, when they're taking your children and they are telling the boys that they should question because the anatomy that they're born with does not mean that is who they are, that they're not a boy because they have male parts or a girl because they have female parts. The confusion, the psychological damage that can do to a child when you start causing them to ask questions and get confused about the very basis of who they are. And so here's the deal. When they've emptied people out of value and purpose, and they can pull them any way that they want to, when they've attacked the values and called any value that you espouse to be rigid or stuffy or too uptight, you see, they did it in the church. Jesus' music wasn't bad, but it was used to usurp the word. Satan wanted all eyes on him. He was using music to usurp God. He got one-third of the host of heaven, so to go with him. Caleb in San Antonio, it's interesting. The number one city in America for Caleb is San Antonio. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about some of the things that are at the core of what's going on in San Antonio politically. And it's the number one station, the number one audience for Kayla. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We were talking about the overhauling of Straight America. Let me give you this because it really speaks to the float issue that I was talking about. Now listen to this. A media campaign to promote the gay victim image should make use of symbols which reduce the mainstream sense of threat, which lower its guard, and which enhance the plausibility of victimization. In practical terms, this means that jaunty mustachioed muscle men would keep very low profile in gay commercials and other public presentations, while sympathetic figures of nice young people, old people, and attractive women would be featured. Now listen to this carefully. It almost goes without saying that groups on the farthest margin of acceptability, such as NAMBLA. And what is NAMBLA? The North American Man-Boy Love Association. Pedophiles. So what does it say? Must play no part at all in such a campaign. Suspected child molesters will never look like victims. That's what you've got going on. That's part of your new queer group. Minor attracted persons. That's their way of introducing to you pedophiles and predators focused on your kids. That's what's happening in schools. That's the grooming that's going on. That's what Disney was caught on tape, their executives talking about. Promoting this LGBTQ agenda. The folks are victims of a fate that could have happened to me. That's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that there's still, and there are those that do, still believe that somehow somebody's born this way. We're not born with a confusion about our genitalia and our gender. We're not born with that kind of confusion. The Word of God says that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that your soul knows very well. But we look for compromise. And we look for compromise because we don't fully embrace the full measure of the power of what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross as Christians, because we've become somewhat biblically illiterate, and we are tossed to and fro. Perilous Times talks about men who will sneak in to homes, and they will confuse the members of the house. Women who will keep pursuing but never come to a knowledge or an understanding. And that's where we men, husbands, are so valuable and important and critical, and why they had to come after us to effeminate all men. Take them down, knock them down, beat them up. Because if you want to get into the heart of the home, you should have to get past the one who's responsible to guard that home. And the one who's responsible to guard that home is the man, the husband. That's his responsibility, to make sure the predators can't get to his wife and his kids. And that's something that God puts in us. It's a God-given trait for men, but they have worked diligently to drive that out. And when men now are confused, they do crazy stuff, but they open up the door. They open up the door. Another area where they open up the door is secular humanism. Secular humanism. Now they refer to it in pedophilia as humanism. It's a belief system, a life stance that embraces human reason, secular ethics, and philosophical naturalism, while rejecting religious dogma. Folks, everything and anything that's good in the world came from one place and one source only. And that source is God. Period. End of story. Man has been trying to usurp that, and not of his own volition, but he has been being encouraged by the devil, by Satan himself. I talked coming into the break about some of the things going on down in San Antonio, some of what was being promoted down there. Like when Julian Castro was the mayor. Things like turning it into an international city, a homosexual agenda, the LGBTQ, same-sex, transgender ideas. Been going on down there for a long time, folks. Trying to get men going into women's bathrooms. The largest abortion clinic in the South, in the Southern United States. Girls from up to 150 miles coming from all around to get abortions. Cartels, terrorists. We've got some of the largest terrorist networks in the country in San Antonio, Texas. Areas where they have dug down and put buildings down underneath mosques in the ground, whole entire city blocks that have been tore up, and they've gone in and basically created a little Islamic oasis. It's not an oasis. But they've created that right in certain areas of San Antonio. And at the right time, And here's the thing to understand about this, and this is written by a guy that I had on my program, one of my very first guests that I had on the program. It talks about the five pillars, but the establishment name is Hammond, Peter Hammond, and he wrote a book about Islam. He talks about the four things they do. The establishment of a beachhead. They're conciliatory, differential. They request harmful special treatment like certain kinds of food and certain accommodations. But they're, oh, we're a peaceful religion. That's their beachhead. Then they start establishing sectional control of major cities, like what I talked about in San Antonio, like what they do up in Dearborn, Michigan. Like what they're doing with their Muslim patrols that we've talked about in Brooklyn, New York, and in areas on the East Coast. Up in Dallas, where they have certain sections of the city, and they begin to have no-go zones. And yes, no-go zones are very real, folks. And they're right here in the United States of America. Once they've established those, then they establish some regional controls. And they're working in that area right now. Regional controls. And folks, at that point, they start to split up your country. And they will now use violence as the means to take full control of those areas. Oh, I don't know, things like creating the kinds of racial tension that would cause a man to drive into a parade crowd in Waukesha, Wisconsin. These are the kinds of things, folks, that we're battling. So let me close by giving you this as a means for a solution. Every morning when you get up, I want you to profess Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Get your marching orders from your Father every single morning when you start your day. $10 challenge, we can use your help. God bless you.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.